I remember the name of the man he bought it from. I did know it. And he sent for my mother to come over. My mother came over to Baltimore, to an uncle of hers that lived in Baltimore. And she stayed in Baltimore for several months before she came to Philadelphia. And finally married my father in St. Paul's Church in Philadelphia and lived in the house. And he stopped working at Bowman's and stayed home and gave all his time to the saloon.
Did Granny ever work?
Granny only worked for him. She worked in the saloon and did everything in the house and all. We used to, in those days, they used to serve hot lunches. The men would come in at noontime and get a plate of hot soup and buy a couple of glasses of beer, you know. And she used to make all those lunches, serve them.
That's the way she got to know the poor and love them.
The poor?
Yes. Wouldn't it be poor men that came in?
Oh, yeah, it would be poor men at work, you know, would come in for their lunch. Oh, she knew everybody. Granny was the kind that would know everybody around her. All the neighbors, everybody. And she'd be doing for the whole crowd and giving them all soup or whatever we had for the lunches to feed them, all the neighborhood. She was always doing for the everybody around her, just herself.
How did she get that knack of making friends? Was it just her unselfishness?
Well, I don't know. She just sort of had a way of making herself and what she had known to everybody around her and having them around her. She always had all the neighbors.
So the house,
but she was friendly with everybody.
The house was crowded.
Crowded? Well, the house was always full of people that she either was doing for or that she liked to have around her. Doing for everybody in the place all the time. When she was sick, she was taking care of them.
She was a good nurse, was she?
Oh, yes. She was a good nurse because she loves human nature. Think of the two girls now live out in Seattle, Washington. At least that's where they were.
The two girls who were your godparents?
Who were daughters of my godmother.
Well, did Granny do all the preparing for your wedding?
Granny, yes. Granny and then Annie Fleming was alive and home at that time. She made my dress and made all the bridesmaids' dresses. And they had the wedding prepared. They served the wedding party up in the sitting room. The others downstairs. And that's all I remember that.